We talk about rapport a lot with the people that we work with. It might be that to do this, we use the colours model, or we might be using the Chefwit model, or Moravian, which is the 7-38-55, all about using voice, words and physiology to get a better behavioural match with the person that you want to influence. Here's a different way of looking at it. We all have visual, auditory or kinesthetic preferences. Some examples of these might be if somebody says to you, "I see what you mean," they've got a visual preference. Or "I hear what you're saying" could indicate that they've got an auditory preference. "That's interesting. I hear what you're saying." Or they might say, "I feel that this isn't right." If they use the word "feel," it might indicate a kinesthetic preference. Sometimes what people say is a little bit more subtle than those. They might say "in hindsight" a lot. That could indicate a visual preference. Or they might say "it just doesn't ring true." That might indicate an auditory preference. Or they might say things like "I just can't get to grips with this," which of course is kinesthetic. So pick one person that you really want to ramp up your rapport with. Somebody who's really important to you. It might be a stakeholder or your boss or somebody that you really want to influence. And on top of all the great work that you're doing with colours, start noticing which preference they have: visual, auditory or kinesthetic. Once you know which one they have, then start matching their preference in how you talk to them. So if it's kinesthetic, you might start saying things like, "it feels the right solution," or "there's lots of solutions being thrown up here," or "we need to grab onto that idea," or "I can't put my finger on it." So listen out for visual, auditory, or kinesthetic preferences and start matching. You'll be amazed.